Yellow.
Hello, I certainly do apologize that we got disconnected. I was just trying to explain that since they will state that it is a valid transaction on your account, I would be more than happy to assist you with a 35% refund as a one-time courtesy. And
no,
if you,
no, you're going to pay the whole fucking thing, honey. Thank you.
Unfortunately, we're not able to do that, but I can go ahead and speak with my supervisor and see if she will let me do anything else
well,
for you.
Well, you better
to
talk
them.
To her because I'll guarantee you, we'll go to court. I'll spend $1,000 to beat this thing. Go ahead. Talk to her. There's two of them. There's one for $85.77 and one for $87. There's two of them down there. I don't know why there's two of them.
Yes, sir, and that is for both of the products that she ordered. And
well, we didn't order them, so go ahead and talk to your supervisor. If she wants to do something, let me know.
Yes, sir, I certainly do understand. And when she did place that order on the 19th, it did state in the terms and conditions that you would be charged for the full price of those products.
Yeah, well, we didn't see that bullshit. You put that shit in there the way they do it, and that's what happened. So go ahead and talk to her. Tell her, see what you want to do, if you want me to hold on or to hang up, whatever you want me to do.
All right, I have spoken with my supervisor, and she said that as a one-time courtesy, because you say that you didn't see the terms and conditions, that she did allow me to offer a one-time refund on both of those transactions. Please hold, and I will go ahead and get that processed for you.
Can I ask you something, too? What is this amount? Is this for the what was it called? What was the stuff that we ordered? What did she order?
The Blush Farm CBD oil and cream.
Oil and cream. Okay, I think I ordered the oil and cream.
Is under
one
Ms.
of them
Linda's
my,
name?
I don't know if it's under Linda's name.
No,
would it be?
Sir, it is under Miss Linda's name.
Oh, thank you. Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just letting you know that
okay,
both of those
I just
products
didn't
under
know
her
what
name.
I was doing here. I have the stuff. If you want me to mail it back to you, I'll mail it back if that's the case on it.
No, sir, you're more than welcome to keep the products because it does state in the terms and conditions that you would have to call in within that 14 days to cancel because we can't take the products back due to COVID-19. It does have to do with health and safety reasons. So if you called and canceled within that 14 days, you wouldn't have seen those charges on your account. But as a one-time courtesy, since you say that you didn't see the terms and conditions, we are going to go ahead and refund that for you.
Thank you.
If you do like the product and would ever like to reorder, I'm not sure if you would, it's on Blush Farm CBD.
Well, that's where I thought
com.
I went. Yeah, that's what I. That's exactly where I did. It was on Facebook. I seen it on Facebook. You're right. I will. We'll try it, and we. That's the reason we were going to try it is because of what it was saying. So anyway, I'll let you carry on. Thank you for your information. I'm sorry I acted this way, but I was just upset. I'm sorry.
No, sir, you're perfectly fine. I do understand. It'll just be a few more moments, and then I'll provide you with that confirmation number.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, I have gone ahead and processed those refunds for you today, and they should be back in your account in the next 3 to 5 days is how long it takes the bank to process that. And I do have that confirmation number if you'd like to write that down.
Thank you.
That's C as in Charlie,
Uh-huh.
58706, D as in dog, A as in apple, D as in dog, 1.
Thank you for your help, ma'am.
Of course, and I do thank you for calling customer service. I hope that you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.